Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing B'siyata D'shmaya, the union of the Shemen HaMishcha, the Ketores, that you're now allowed to make the same Shemen HaMishcha they made in the Beis HaMikdash, nor the Ketores. We discussed the difference between the two, that the Shemen HaMishcha, the Yisr, is the Etzem HaSiya. The HaSiya has to be L'Shamayim and not for yourself. Whereas the Ketores, the Yisr, is on the Totsah. The Ketores you make has to be Ketores that's for Hashem and not for you. Not for your own purposes. It's not the Asiyah that's the problem, it's the Totsah that's the problem. So you have to make it for, the Asiyah has to be for Hashem in order that the Totsah be for Hashem. The issue is the Totsah, not the outcome, not the making it. Anyway, we were Marich, where we spoke about it in the first year, in the second year, we saw Neflos. What can I tell you, Rabbi Isaac? Neflos mitayras Hashem. Ve'achshav anachnu mitkadmim hala al pi yisod de dvarenu ve'agmara b'mesechet kritut daf hamud alef lomed mipasuk that if a person who makes k'tayres who is chayev, it doesn't have to be the entire weight of the Ketores. It doesn't have to be the exact ingredients of the Ketores. He's chayiv, even if it's half or a third. In other words, as long as he makes the same proportion of the different herbs together, it doesn't have to be the same exact measurements as the Ketores. Just proportionally, it has to be half or a third. Ayin Sham Rambam, B'Perek Beis Mechus Klei Mikdash, Halacha Tes. That's all when it comes to the Ketores. When it comes to the Shemen HaMishcha, we see in the Sugya increases, and in the Rambam, Klei Mikdash 1:4, Sherak Hol Semi Shemen HaMishcha Kim Maisa Hazeh, Hu Kim Mishkal Hazeh Velo Haisi Velo Garad B'Mezid, Chayiv, Lashon HaRambam. Zot Omeret, Tzarich La'asot B'Diyuk B'Mishkal Hazeh. When it comes to the Ketores, as long as it's proportionally the same amounts, it doesn't have to be exactly as the Ketores is. It could be half, it could be a third. But as long as it's proportionally the same, then one is chayiv. Whereas when it comes to the Shemen HaMishcha, the lo kacha. Shemen HaMishcha has to be exactly the measurements of the Shemen HaMishcha and the Beis HaMikdash in order for one to be chayiv. The Agmara mevaeret, the Tam HaChiluk, Shebishemen HaMishcha katuv kamohu. Kamohu da aser, aval chetzio shapir domi. Hashem kin biktores, ketuv haktores asher tase, kol asiyah diktores. Shebishemen HaMishcha says kamohu, it has to be exactly the same, not half. When it comes to Shemen HaMishcha, it has to be kamohu, exactly the same. But if it's half, then it's okay. Half is okay. As long as it's not the exact measurements of the Shemen HaMishcha, it's fine. I was right the first time. Mashen came b'ktores, that it says, v'aktores asher taseh, any asir d'ktores, no, it doesn't have to be the same exact measurements, as long as it's proportionally the same. Kach omer et ha-gmara. Ulefi dvarenu, nera leva'er et ha-chiluk hazeh, between the ktores, that doesn't have to be the exact same measurements. Doesn't have to be, as long as it's proportionally the same. Whereas the Shemen HaMishcha has to be exactly the same as it was in the Mikdash in order for one to be chayiv. Hasberu shebishemen HaMishcha, biyuru shebishemen HaMishcha yisado shal yidei zeh shu kamo yesh kan asiyah shel Shemen HaMishcha sheashiyas asir kodesh l'Hashem. As what's the problem? The problem is you're doing an asiyah. When you do this asiyah, the asiyah is asiyah of the you're doing an asiyah that's done for the Shemen HaMishcha of the Mikdash for yourself. That's forbidden, but that's only if it's exactly the same. Then you're taking the asiyah of the Mikdash and you're using it for yourself. But if you have if they're different measurements, and it's not an asiyah of the Mikdash. So it's not the aser. And that's what it says, kamo, it has to be exactly the same. השן כן פקטורס ליסוד האיסר, ומחמת שמהות זו של תערובת, העושה קטורת שחל על ידי י"א הסמנים של הקטורת שבמקדש, לא תהיה לה לשם ולא לצורך אחר. Why do we ask you the Ktaris? As we saw, Lashon of the Pasuk was that it says by the Shemen HaMishcha, it says, Al-Basar Adem Lo Yisachem Utsvin Lo Suk Amo Kodesh Hu Kodesh Yelachem. Kodesh Yelachem means that your Asiya, that when you make it, it should be with L'Shamayim. The Asiya should be L'Shamayim and not for yourself. And by the Ktaris, it says, Kodesh Tia Lecha Lashem, that when you're making it for yourself, for your kapara, it should be for Hashem. But it's not talking here about the Asiya. In the Pasuk of Kodesh Yel Lachem, when it's Lachem, when you're making it, make sure that it's Kodesh. But here, when it says to Kodesh Tia Lecha, it means Kodesh Tia Lecha, it's for your kapara. It's not talking about the Asiya. It's holy for your kapara. When is it holy for your kapara? When it's for Hashem. When it's made on behalf of Hashem. But this pasuk doesn't emphasize, doesn't talk about the Etzem Asiya. It talks about the Ktaris itself, not the Asiya HaKtaris. You're now allowed to make it for yourself, because then ultimately this Ktaris will be for you and not for Hashem. But the Yisr is not the Asiya, the Yisr is the Guf HaKtaris. And we're not going to explain more, because we already explained in the first shir. We already explained this in the second shir. So you can listen to those shirim. But the point is that when it comes to the Shemen HaMishcha, it's the Asiya that's Asir. You're now allowed to make Shemen, they made it basically, you should now make it for yourself with the same ingredients. And when it comes to the Ktaris, the problem is not, as we were Madaik in the Pasuk, the problem is not the Asiya, the problem is the Ktaris itself. The Guf HaKtaris cannot be the same measurements. You cannot have Ktaris the same measurements as that of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. So, therefore, you have to make sure that when you're making the Ktaris, since you want the Ktaris to come out to be holy, to make sure you're making it L'Hashem, L'Lo L'Sarach Acher. And that's why it's Aser. So that the Yid Aleph Samaman of the Ktaris should only be holy and not unholy. That's why the Asiya is Aser when you make it in an unholy way. ולכן כל שיבותו יחד של הסממנים, אבל לעשיית אותו סוג של כתורת שאין לו מקום אלא במקדש. ואין זה עניין לאיסור כמתכונתו שישנו בשמן המשחה, שכנתבר לא זה איסור על איסור משום המעשה שהוא מעשה על השם. זה אינו אותו מעשה, when it comes to the שמן המשחה, but there are different proportions, there's different מעשה. It has to be כמו. But whereas when it comes to the Ktaris, if it's the same proportion as the Ktaris in the Mikdash, then it's in the same category. It's the same Suk. When would the Ktaris makbedavka and the Asiya? The Asiya has to be Mesiachet L'Shamayim. If it's not the same exact Asiya, then it doesn't count. When the Ktaris is not makbedavka and the Asiya, Torah's makban of the Guf HaKtaris. So here we can relax the standards of the Asiya for the Yisr. In other words, it's easier to be over on the Yisr, even if the Asiya is not exactly the same. But it's in the same Suk, it's the same category. That Asiya is also going to be Yisr. Because if we were makban on the Guf Asiya, then the Guf Asiya has to be exactly like it was in the Mikdash. If it's not, then not. Then one isn't over. But by the Torah's that we're not makban on the Seer, we're only makban on the Totsah. So that means that the Asiya doesn't have to be exactly the same as it is in the Mikdash in order for one to be over. As long as it's in the same Sug, one is going to be over. But it doesn't have to be like we had in the Pasuk Kamo. It doesn't have to be Kamo Mamish, like we had by the Shemen HaMishcha. By the Torah says, Asher Taaseh Kol Asiya. What do you mean Kol Asiya? Because we relax the standards of Asiya. It doesn't have to be the same exact Asiya as the Mikdash. Because that part is not in the Asiya anyway. Since the Akpad is not in the Asiya, as long as it's the same Sug, you end up with the same category of ketores because it's the same proportion of ingredients. So that's also going to be aser. Because it doesn't have to be the exact same asiya. Any type of asiya is okay. Any one is over on any type of asiya where there's the same proportion of ingredients. That's the Gemara's diuk. Vaktaras asher ta'aseh kol asiya diktaras. Since the hakpada isn't that it should be, you're not allowed to have asiya as taktaras, like the asiya saktaras in the mikdash. Rather, the gufak Torah has to be like it is in the mikdash. In order to be over on the asiya, just the same proportion would be enough. It doesn't have to become omamish. Any type of asiya in that proportion would fit the bill, and one would be over. It says in the Gemara in Krisus, and the Vav Amud Aleph, Maseil of the Rabbi Yosef Rechin, it says that you can't use a meraglayim, even though it would be useful. For the Ketores, like we say every day in davening, for those who say it, particularly in Eretz Yisrael. So, El Hashem Lachnis Meraglayim Bazara Bnei HaKavod. But you can't use Meraglayim. In the Azara, when you're making the Ketores. Yain can free shabbat so kadesh the aza. You want it to have a strong smell, so you bring yain kafrisin to soak the tziporin in, one of the herbs. And the meraglayim would be good for the tziporin. It's even sharper than the mayim kafrisin, yain kafrisin. But you can't bring it into the azara. The Gemara says, "Vayter mesayel la Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina." Damar kodesh yikodesh tiyalechem kol maaseh lo yu'ala b'kodesh. So, this that you can't use meraglayim because ein machnisin osan lamikdash is a seer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina who says that it says in the pasuk that it's kodesh tiyalechem kol maaseh all the ma'isim that are shach to the achanas haktores have to be in the mikdash. As I pass in the Rambam, Klei Mikdash 2:6, the Mishnah Melech wonders. The pasuk of Kodeshi Kodesh Tiyalachem was said by the Shemen Amishcha. Here we're talking about the Ketores. That's so weird. But how can we learn from this pasuk about the Ketores? So the Mishnah Melech says that it's a Tol Sofrim. She bring the pasuk that it says by Ketores Kodesh Tiyalach Al Hashem. But that's not the way the Kesef Mishnah learns. Because he brings on what the Rambam says there, that if it's mefatim is hachulin, if one mixes herbs of chulin or an akli chulin, it's pasul. And the makor is that it says komas, that it says komas lo yu ala b'kodesh. It says in the Gemara of Yosef Rechanina, shekol maaseh kol ha-maisim ha-shayachim la-achanas ha-ketores have to be in the Azara. And from that you learn that just like the hachanas have to be in the Kodesh, so too if the ketores itself is chulin, not Kodesh, or it's made in a clay chulin, it's also going to be pasul. And what's the makor? The Ketzvich says the makor is that it says, Lo kol maaseh lo yu'ala b'kodesh. So too, it doesn't work if you're mefatim chulin or b'kli shel chulin. And the reason it says the Kesef Mishnah, because it says twice kodesh. And we know that shana lo b'kosev la'akev. Since it says twice kodesh, it's ma'akev. So, one is mechatim fatim es achulin or bekli shel chulin. It's pasul because it says says Trezim ni Kodesh. Kodesh hi, Kodesh ti alechem. Zweimal, shnei pamein. And so to the Kesef brings, Mishnah brings in the Yerushalmi, Yuma perik alech aleph, Shkolim perik dalet alech gimel. Because when he says it's possible, but he says Kodesh hi, should they have a yosef a Kodesh? The Havaya, it has to come into being by Kodesh. And therefore, the Bavli learns from Kodesh, Kodesh, Tielachem, Shekoma, Selo, Yelaba Kodesh. That it has to be prepared in the Azara. And in the Rishalmi, Rosh Rechnina learns that it's learned from a different Jerusha, Shekodesh, Shekolava Yasu, Tielachem. Should take Avayasa Bakodesh. Now, what pasuk is this? This is clearly from the pasuk of Shemana Mishcha. So even though the Mishnah Lamelech wanted to tell you that it's a Tal Sofrim, and you should use the Torah's pasuk, Kodesh Tia Lechal Hashem, that doesn't dovetail with the case of Mishnah. He learns it from the Shemana Mishcha pasuk. Advar Matzmiim. Why do you learn a Shemana Mishcha pasuk if you have a Torah's pasuk when you're learning about the Torah's? So take from the Torah's pasuk. In the Aruch HaNer and Krisis 6a, Rechon Fisher Perel on the Rasag, on Chinyar Aleph, they write, but even though it says it about Shem and Mishcha, nevertheless, you learn Torah's Gzeir Shava. The Gemara learns about Gzeir Shava from one to the other in Daf Hei. Then you know, Manasseh, it's not Lamed. And therefore, you can also learn the Gzeir Shav of Maskunta Maskunta here on Davav and say, since it says it by Shemana Mishcha, so also it says, so you can apply it to Ktaris also. And the reason the Gemara says that the Gabi Ktaris and not the Gabi the Shemana Mishcha is because Shemana Mishcha, the Lav HaKilon Asa, they only made Yisham Misha Moshe. They didn't make their own. Like we mentioned in Tosis and Nazir Dafim Zayin on Aleph, they only used Mishal Moshe. So the Nafkamina Lamais is only Gavi Ketores. That's why Rabbi Yosef Hanina said this word like Gavi Ketores. But Echnami applies to Shem and Mishka as well, and we can learn one from the other. So Tzarech Bir, Chesh is no Pesuk B'Ketoret, like the Mishal Moshe says. So why don't we learn from there? Why do you have to come out to the Zer Shabbat? We can tell the Ketzer Mishnah says that it says twice Kodesh. And now we only have it by the Shemana Mishcha. That's why the Gemara means the Shemana Mishcha pasuk. Because there it says twice Kodesh. La'akif, so writes the Aruch HaNer. But what about the Yerushalmi? We said the Yerushalmi is not from the two Kodeshes, from the repetition of Kodesh. But Kodesh who? The Havayah should be by Kodesh. So that we have that by Ktaris also. So why do you have to bring a pasuk from Shemana Mishcha when we're talking about the Ktaris, bringing the pasuk Ktaris? It says Kodesh Tiyah L'Chol Hashem. It is also how Kol HaVayasa B'Kodesh. So why do you bring the Shemana Mishcha pasuk, bringing the Ktaris pasuk? But the Maisa, we also have to understand the Kesef Mishnah himself. Because the Kesef Mishnah opens up in the two Kodeshes we learn, that is the Ikuva, that it has to be made by Kodesh, and if not, it's Makiv. So from there we learn that I'm fighting in the Sefer's Menachul and Klishol Chul and Psula. But that Klishol Chul doesn't appear in the ancient manuscript we have in our Yersa. Although upon him, that's how he starts. He starts with Kol Ma'aseh Lo Yo El HaKodesh because it's at the time of the time of the Ksiv Shrezim Ni Kodesh. So it says twice Kodesh, so it's Ma'akev. You can't, you have to do it, you have to prepare the Azara and you can't. We've been fighting in Achulin, in Bakrish Achulin.
And then the Kesef Mishnah goes on, it says, Yushalmi, Paragdal Shkolin, Pitma, Bechulin, Vesrafin Amar Psula, Yeshua Ben Levi, Aksheva, Maitre Vesrafinina, Kaddish Yishtiah, Vyasa, Kaidesh. My time of Yeshua Ben Levi, Kaddish Yishtiah, Mishim Salishka. So the Yerushalmi brings the Machlokes. If you mix the siman of the Ketores, B'chulim, the first you're saying, Kli B'chulim, Kli Chol, Rabbi Yossi B'chanina, was the second generation of Mormon Eretz Yisrael. He says it's Pasul. Rabbi Shimon Levi says it's Kasher. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi B'chanina? Because it says, Kodesh Ti Yashti Abbas Avayasa B'Kodesh. Or Kodesh Hu, Shti Avayasa B'Kodesh. That's a different source. Kesef Mishnah wanted to say that the source of Yossi B'Rechanina is the fact that it says Kodesh twice. And that's the pasuk that it says by Shem and Amishcha. And then, in the Yerushalmi, then he calls the Yerushalmi. And then he just speaks to the Yerushalmi as a different source. The Yerushalmi source is Kodeshi. Steyavi Yasa B'Kodesh. That's why you can't be Mefatin B'Chol. Either Manachulin or B'Klishol Chol. So he saws himself in a way, right, the one sentence to the next. First he says the makor is that it says kodesh twice, that's why it has to be done in holy utensils. It's makif. And then he says vayter, that the source is because it says kodesh, kodeshi, kodeshu. And that's why it has to be done with kodesh. Why does he bring a source that's a different source? And then the other painter is Shimon Levi. He learns different from the pasuk. It's Kodeshi, but it has to come from the Trumas Halishka. So, when you buy it, you have to buy it from the Trumas Halishka. So why does the Kesef Mishnah bring down the Yerushalmi, which contradicts what he just said? He just says from the two Kodeshes, and Rabbi Yossi Rechanina says just he says something different. He says because it says Kodeshi, and the Baal Memor and the Baal also says Rabbi Yossi Rechanina, Kodeshi Kodesh Tielachem, Kol Maaseh Lo Yalo B'Kodesh. That's the Bavli. And the Yerushalmi, where does he get it from? He gets it from Kodeshi, that Abba Yasa B'Kodesh. Has come to being the holy. And that's where you get, you can't be in the Fatim and the Klichol. So he's bringing a different source. Why is that? Why does the Kesef Mishnah bring a different source than the Gemara itself? In the Sefer Maftech, the Franco Rambam, he brings from the Sefer Nachlas Israel, who asks, how do we know that the two Kodeshes are Makiv? Normally, Shanalov Kodesh is Makiv, and you have Kodesh, and you have it doubled up. It's repeated, it's Makiv. It's critical, holds you back. But here, it's not necessarily so. Because here it says Kodesh twice, one to tell you that you require Kli Kodesh. And one pasuk to tell you that you can't prepare it outside the Azara. That's why it says Kodesh twice. And it's interesting that the Kesef Mishnah doesn't write explicitly that it says Kodesh twice because of Shana L'Akiv. All the Kesef Mishnah says is Kol Maaseh Lo Yal HaKodesh V'Taimim V'Dechsiv Chei Zemi. This sort of said it's Shem Alav HaKasiv Lakid. That's, that was what we thought the Kesef Mishnah might mean, but he doesn't ever say that. He just says, because it says twice, Chei Zemi, Kodeshi. So what does he mean by that? So again, we have a number of passages. We want to know why the Bavli brings down the pasuk referring to the Shemana Mishka, and we're learning at Lima about Ktaris, that the Ktaris has to be holy, prepared in the holy, prepared in the Azara, and prepared in the holy Kli. So why does the Bavli bring down Shemana Mishka pasuk? And even if you say you learn Ktaris and Shemana Mishka, to say it, so bring the Ktaris pasuk, you're talking about Ktaris. And then we had a kasha in the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah brings down the Yerushalmi. The Yenor has to be done in the Kodesh. And Kli Shalchul in the Pasuk, it says twice Kodesh. And then he turns around and he quotes the Yerushalmi of Yossi Beruchin and says, why is it Pasul? If it's made in a Kli Shalchul in? Because it says Kodesh Yishtav Yossi Bechodesh. So it's not because it says twice Kodesh, which by the way is the Pasuk by the Shemana Mishka, not by the Ktaris. And again, we're learning about the Ktaris. You see the Kesef Mishnah didn't learn it was a Tal Sofer, like we said before. And it really is quoting a Shemana Mishka Pasuk, even though it was deriving Taurus. Then the question begs, and why does he, why do we use that Pasuk? And B, why does the Kesef Mishnah say it's because it says Kodesh twice? And then quote the Yerushalmi that it's for different reasons, because it says Kodesh Shi, and Darshan Kishtav Yasuba Kodesh, so it can't be in a Kli Chulin. So why does he have that different reason? And who says the fact that it says it twice is telling you that it's makif? Maybe it says once to tell you that you need a clear kodesh, and another to tell you that you have to prepare in the kodesh. Yes, sir. So who says here that it says it twice, shalom, kasu, makif? And talk to the kasu, which never says shalom, kasu, makif, which just says it twice. So we have to answer those questions. Not only that, but the Kesef Mishnah says that the Yerushalmi implies that the halach is that it's not li'kuva. It could be Shimon Levi that says it's not an akiv that it should be made by Kodesh and not a kli of Kodesh. But our Gemara says Kol Maaseh Lo Yal B'Kodesh, so it's mashmas li'kuva. And so passing to the Rambam, in other words, from the Yerushalmi, it's not an akiv that it should be by Kodesh in a Kodesh place and a kli of Kodesh. Not from Chulin. So that's all. So the Yerushalmi is mashma that it's not makif. The Bavli, says the Kesef Mishnah, is mashma that is makif, because Kol Maaseh Lo Yal B'Kodesh is mashma li'kuva, and that's the way the Rambam passes. That it has to be by Kodesh. So the Maariponim, Yerushalmi, Yuma, the Ochanel and Kusis ask, where is the Mashmal that it's Likuba? Kol Maaseh Lo Yal B'Kodesh is Likuba. Who says it's Likuba? Who says it's critical? Who says Makif? And the Rabbi's Lashon is Mashmal Chachima. The Maisim should be in the Kodesh and it's the Chachima. Miad Malachi asks even a specific question. Klal Aleph, what's Mem Aleph? Guess he's himself in Yehovah's Word Pesach 1-1. I'm a member of in Misachim. But the Pesach's own, and the Pesach Mishal HaShosh Kitas, this is Lashon Lechachila. Otherwise, we would say the Lashon of Pesach, Shinisha, Shalom, Shalosh, Kitos, Aser. Pesach is only shafted by three Kitos. That's not Makif. It was Makif, we would say that a Pesach of Mishka not with Shalosh, Kitos, to be Aser. So we have the heading in the Kesef Mishnah himself. This Master is Lashon, Shalom, the Lashon is Master, Shalom, Likuva. Why does he even say that it is Likuva? Lo Yuel, or Kodesh, is Likuva. We see by Pesach that formulation means it's not Makif. First of all, even not the Gemara Mitzvah. It's Mashmah, who says Lo Yuel B'Kodesh means it's Makif. But now we have the Gemara Mitzvah, and it's definitely
not ma'akiv, because the Gemara says such a formulation means it's not ma'akiv. So the Kesef Mishnah really says to himself. He himself says in Hilchos Korban Pesach 1:1 that such a formulation means that it's not ma'akiv. And here we see the formulation of Ein El is ma'akiv. Kol Maaseh Lo Yehu El V'Kodesh is ma'akiv. Pesachim is not like that. So the Yad Malachi blinded the Teraphim. So Mitzvah Hashem, in next year, we will please God answer these questions. We have a lot to look forward to, Rabbi Yisrael. So I thank you so much for listening. Bezrat Hashem Nashich. Tadah Rabbi Hashem.